Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Have you ever played an opponent and so thoroughly dominated them, beaten them in every phase of the game, saw them embarrass themselves and you embarrass them, and have any little tiny twinge of feeling sorry for an opponent?
Is this a hypothetical?
Yeah, hypothetical. Absolutely hypothetical.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to go out and play great. The truth is we're trying to play, you know, our best football every week and get better and better and get better in special teams and defense and offense. So, you know, when we play well for 60 minutes, you know, it can look pretty good. And we've had a few games here in the last 3 or 4 weeks where we've done that. So it just so happened the Jets were the opponent, and you know, they made some mistakes in the game that we capitalized on. And, you know, we had some great interceptions. We had, you know, great fumble recoveries for touchdowns. I mean, those were like bonus points. So when you're sitting on the sidelines on offense and that happens like it has for 2 straight weeks, it's just you shake your head and think, wow, you know, this is not what we planned on. So, you know, it was a great win for our team, you know, on a short week against an opponent that always plays us really tough. So, you know, we didn't take anything for granted. I thought we put a lot of work in, and it really paid off. That was, I think, the most gratifying part of the whole night.
Tom, I know that you are first and foremost a team guy. You measure all the successes and failures on the football field based on team wins or losses. And I know you hate to self-evaluate yourself, but could you make the case, or do you think, I should ask you, that since the loss against the Seahawks in Week 6 that you're playing as well as you've ever played, your numbers would bear that out?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope I'm getting better and better and making more improvements, and you know, I think that's what our coaches expect, you know, of myself. That's what they expect of every player, is to keep getting better. And there's really no reason why you shouldn't. I mean, you should make your improvements. You should learn from your mistakes. And, you know, I think our team's done a really good job of that, you know, over the course of the season. We just got to be able to continue to do it.
All right, name one teammate who has improved the most, who has surprised even you, Tom. It could be on the line, a receiver, a back, who has really come along nicely.
Well, I would say, you know, just there was a lot of competition at running back, you know, for it in the early part of the season. And that whole group has really been a huge strength of our team and what our running backs have been able to do, both in the pass game and the run game. And not that I didn't think they could do it, you know, it's just they didn't have the opportunity to prove it. And I think those guys, what they've done, Shane and Danny and Steven and Brandon Bolden when he's been in there, but they've just to take advantage of your opportunity. And it's really cool to see, you know, as a veteran player, when young guys get opportunities and they take advantage of them. You know, I think that's really, you know, something that you look at and you appreciate, because, you know, you remember the days when you were waiting for your opportunity. And once you get them, you know, you don't ever want to, you know, give that position back to anybody else. And those guys have done really a great job for us.
I'm looking at it right now. You 29 dropbacks, I believe, 0 sacks, 1 QB hit. Does this mean that Matt Light, Logan Mankins, Brian Waters were just overrated? You just, you know, we didn't really need those guys?
No, certainly not. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that, you know, you're talking about some of the best guys to ever play, you know, their position, you know, certainly on our team. And, you know, I think the guys that are in there now are just, they're coached really well. You know, they're just, they got one of the best O-line coaches, you know, you could ever, you know, play for. So that's a huge thing to be prepared every single week to, you know, play well together. And those guys, you know, Ryan Wendell is taking advantage of his opportunity. Nick McDonald, he's in there. Donald Thomas to take advantage of the opportunity when he's in there. So it's really, you know, that's what those guys are doing every week. Different guys are making different plays for us, and that's been a fun part of the season. It hasn't been, you know, just one player. It's been, you know, a collective group of guys on offense that take the coaching, that try to do the right thing, and they're, you know, trying to play really good football. So, you know, like I said, I hope we can just keep doing it.
Tom, we talked about this a little bit last week in our last conversation, and it's the subject of two game-changing plays back-to-back. And this team, the Patriots, seems to have a knack for doing that. The most recent examples, the most recent evidence of that, in the second quarter, everything happened in the second quarter Thursday, Green fumbles, and then you hit Vereen for an 83-yard touchdown. So two game-changing plays in a row, and the value there. Sanchez fumbles, Gregory runs it back in, kickoff, McKnight fumbles, you recover again. Is that just a coincidence, Tom, or is that your team somehow built and wired to take advantage of situations like that?
Well, I think we've proven that, like, over the course of the season, you know, our defense is going to get us the ball on interceptions and fumbles. Like, how many fumbles have we forced this year?
Mm.
I mean, it's been a ridiculous amount, but I wouldn't say that's a fluke. I'd say that's a strength of what our guys are capable of doing. So that's, you know, that's a trait of our defense that shows itself every single week. So you can say, oh, well, the team fumbled two times. Well, no, we forced.
Right.
We've been forcing fumbles, you know, all season. We've been forcing quarterbacks into bad throws and getting interceptions and taking advantage of interceptions. So, you know, I think, you know, if we were to go up against our defense offensively, I mean, that's one of the things you look at. Guys, we can't, you know, you say we can't turn the ball over. You can't turn the ball over to anybody. But, you know, our defense is going to get the ball off you. And I think that's a huge advantage that we've been able to have over the course of these five games is being able to take advantage of points off turnovers, and that's been, you know, really critical to our success.
You said your goal was to put the Jets behind you, you know, bury them. They're four games back now. Do you feel like you did that?
Well, I mean, it would take a lot for them to come back. So, you know, we couldn't, you know, eliminate them based on, you know, the record and so forth, but. Right. You know, we could put a lot of teams behind us, you know, if we win this week. So, you know, this is a very important game. This is a very important, you know, part of our season. This is when it matters most. So this is when we see when, you know, what we're going to be capable of.
Hey, did you, the big play, the Vereen, the 83-yard touchdown, before the ball left your hand, did you think he had a chance to take it to the house because of the matchup, because of his speed, because, you know, Bart Scott chasing him? Did it look like that kind of play that just unfolded and you said, we got him?
No, it didn't. It didn't look like that in practice. I mean, we didn't have much time to practice, but we've run similar plays. And, you know, it opened up, and I saw a lot of space. So I threw it, obviously, and he caught it. And once I saw the back of his jersey,
yeah,
you know, running down the sideline, I didn't think anyone was going to catch him. So it was his own defense. So it wasn't like it was really man-to-man. They carried Wes and Brandon on the inside part of the field and really left it exposed. But, you know, that was one that, you know, I was shaking my head. I couldn't believe we scored on that play.
Tom, this is probably a waste of time because you will deflect into further question, but I have to ask it anybody. Anyway, everybody says the National Football League is a quarterback-driven league. You're only as good as the quality of your quarterback under center. What would this team be as a team overall and offensively specifically if you were, God forbid, lost for an extended period of time?
Well, I mean, who knows? You know, who knows? It's so hard to predict. I mean, that's happened before, and our team just moves right on. So, you know, hopefully I wouldn't expect anything different. I mean, our team is built more than one player and more than one scheme. It's, you know, it's a group of hardworking guys. So I wouldn't put anything past, you know, our players and coaches. So, you know, that happened 3 or 4 years ago, and we've got a lot of really great football players that, you know, will be prepared, you know, whenever their number's called.
The Dolphins, I assume you're going to say it's a division game. They always play you tough. But how do the Dolphins look different than other times you played them?
Well, they won a big game yesterday against Seattle, and the team we lost to. So, you know, I know that they got a lot of players with a lot of talent. In the second game last year, they played us tough. We didn't play very well in the first half of that game. So, you know, we know the players. You know, it's a team that, you know, we've always had a tough time with down in Florida. So they're athletic. I mean, they can rush the quarterback. Cameron Wake's, you know, one of the best players that we play all season. So,
right.
You know, very good third down defense, you know, good secondary. So it's going to be a fun game. You know, I'm excited to get back out there. We've been off since Thursday. So, you know, it feels like another bye week for us. Hopefully we can go out and take advantage.
Did you, speaking of the Seahawks, a team you lost to, did you hear the bad news about your friend Richard Sherman? It seems he will be serving a 4-game suspension for a
PEDs.
Drug issue.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, you are
speaking of too bad, I got to ask you, does it seem fair to you, Tom, that Ohio State gets to celebrate an undefeated season despite all their, you know, all their off-field issues and all their crimes against the NCAA? They get to stand there and celebrate like they just won a national title the other day.
That seem
right, does it?
Well, they deserved it. I mean, I as much as it pains me to say, you know, to go undefeated is pretty tough to do. College, pros, high school, it doesn't matter. And, you know, I'd say a lot of those kids weren't really responsible for what went on. You know, I always feel like, you know, they punish the school and they punish the students like the kids at Penn State. You know, none of those kids were even around or probably, you know, thinking about going to Penn State when all that stuff went down. So, you know, it sucks that, you know, the kids are the ones that get punished, but, you know, that's just the way it goes in college sports. So, you know, I was bummed the Wolverines couldn't pull it out, but, you know, we struggled with the Buckeyes for a long time.
Tom, you're one win away from clinching another AFC East title, and that was the stated goal, you know, back in training camp back in the summer, and if and when that happens, does anything change? I mean, does that allow you to take a deep cleansing sigh of relief and approach the next game and the next game after that any differently once you clinch the AFC East?
No, I mean, it assures you a home playoff game. I mean, I think that's you know, goal number one. That's what we can accomplish this week. So, you know, we always talk about, you know, championship games, and then, you know, this is a championship game. So we've had, you talk about, you know, must-win games. Like, they're all must-win at this point, and we've been winning, what is it, 4 or 5 games in a row now. So, you know, every game's been important. You know, and as the season goes on, the next game is always more important than the one you just played, and I think that's the case this week too.
Hey, replacing Gronk, it was like the game was over, and you went, "Hey, they didn't have Gronk." I mean, it's hard to believe a guy who's been that instrumental, you know, for every time he's out there was replaced, and we didn't even notice. Was that just because Daniel Fell stepped up, or because of the big explosion in points in the second quarter? I mean, how did you do it?
Well, I think that was, you know, I think that's just it. I mean, there's other guys that play the position. There's other guys that, you know, no one's like Rob Gronkowski. There's only one of those in the league. So, and you can't say that, you know, we don't miss a player. We miss every player that's not out there. And, you know, everyone is critical to what we're doing and our success. And it'll be actually fun if we can ever get, you know, everyone on the same field at one time. We haven't really had that except for the first game all season. So, you know, we got a critical stretch here, and you know, we need all the guys healthy. Hopefully Rob can get back as soon as he's ready. But, you know, in the meantime, we still got to move on. We still got to keep trying to win games. We got to, you know, no one's feeling sorry that we have injuries or guys are out. I mean, everyone's still trying to go out there and, you know, play well against us and beat us. And, you know, every team deals with some sort of injury to important players. And, you know, Rob's a very important player for us. You know, but we've got to still put together a game plan, go out and execute the game plan. And the guys that really stepped in, like Daniel and Vasante and Human, they've done a great job since getting here. So that's been a really a strong position for us as well.
Tom, Twitter was discussing the quality of your very stylized film noir Uggs commercial that's been on television recently versus, you know, that hokey discount double check thing going on. You happy with how that spot turned out?
Yeah, I was. It was, we filmed them back in the summer, and, you know, we did those on back-to-back days with the other Ugg commercial. So it was fun to do. You know, I don't do it too often, so. You know, when I do, I seem to probably enjoy it more now than I used to.
This number will be easy for you to remember, 12. It's the same number as your jersey, size 12.
Yeah, perfect. They're on their way. I'll make sure I take care of you guys.
Hey, how do you do it? How do you watch games on Sunday when you're not playing? Do you do like us, sit on the couch and watch Red Zone? Or, I mean, do you not watch at all and get back and watch, you know, the All 22? How do you do it?
No, I don't watch them all, but I watch... You know, yes, what I watch. I watched a lot of the Dolphins yesterday. And I watched a lot of the KC-Denver game because, you know, just my interest in that. And then I saw a lot of the game last night. So, you know, I don't watch the NFC too much. You know, I'd prefer probably to watch more of the AFC game.
Yeah. You feel bad for Romeo? It's kind of painful to watch, isn't it?
It's tough. I mean, I have a lot of friends, you know, on these teams, and whether it's, you know, Dan Copen or Romeo or Matt Castle, or, you know, you always want those guys to do well and cheer for those guys. And when, I mean, the thing is, you know how hard it is. I mean, we know how hard it is to win a game and to prepare. And, you know, when you're 1-10, I mean, that's just a brutal year. It's just hard to, you know, hopefully I'd never have to go through that. But, you know, I feel bad for those guys because I know how hard they work. But that's part of the competition. There's no easy ones out there. There's not an easy one any week, so not in the NFL.
Do you watch other quarterbacks? And I'm guessing the guy like Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers, maybe not last night, but a guy like Aaron Rodgers, are guys you appreciate?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate good quarterback play, and I feel like there's more good quarterback play now than, you know, there's been in a long time. There's a lot of great quarterbacks out there, and you watch these games with, you know, Peyton and Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Eli last night. I mean, there's some phenomenal players, Matthew Stafford, and I feel like, you know, every draft, every number one overall draft pick's a quarterback. So, you know, whether it's Stafford or Sam Bradford or, you know, Alex Smith, not yesterday, but it's just a, you know, it's a lot of good quarterback play. It's really a good spot for the NFL right now.
Things always tend to work out your way, Tom. Baby arriving on the mini bye week?
Hopefully soon. I think we still got a few more weeks till she's due. But you know, I'm ready anytime. Not that I have to do much work.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Good luck next week, and we'll talk to you, Patriot Monday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.